That's right. By the way, the recently reunited Rage Against the Machine just announced a worldwide tour. It's going to be called the Public Service Announcement Tour, a tour that spans 7 months and will see the band cover almost all major US cities. Of course, the previously announced Reading and Leeds festivals in the UK, as well as a couple of countries in Europe. According to the band, the tour will serve as a platform to aid charities, with profits from the first three shows going directly to benefiting immigrant rights organizations. The tour will be supported by hip-hop duo Run the Jewels and will be Rage's return to the stage after almost a decade. Mm.
Of course, they're not coming to this side of town, right?
But I'm crossing my fingers. We'll see.
Thank God we are used to it. All right, up next, Move Over TikTok. There's a new challenger in town. Well, not really new. In fact, it's kind of like a comeback of sorts, because this new TikTok competitor is actually from Vine. So it's sort of like from the original short video sharing platform.
Vine's still alive?
Well, it used to, and then it got bought over by Twitter. And after that, they couldn't find ways to monetize it. So TikTok took over. Mm. But one of the original co-founders of the popular Vine app, Dom Hoffman, has returned with a brand new app called Byte, B-Y-T-E. And staying true to the original Vine format videos, where the videos are only 6 seconds long, you won't find TikTok functions like the ability to remix videos, insert certain viral songs and such on this new app called Byte. This made people wonder why the return to the app's original format from the co-founder himself and compete with TikTok at a time where the app is reigning supreme and fast-tracking the careers of many artists with viral TikTok videos, especially with in the music scene, with all the different hip-hop artists and acts that are gaining popularity because of their viral songs on TikTok.
Sure.
But despite my unbelief, the app is currently in the top 10 in app stores across the States, Australia, New Zealand, Norway, and the UK. So will the original TikTok be the new TikTok? Only time will tell. But here's a fun fact. Of all names, they decided to call it Byte. TikTok is owned by the company ByteDance, exact same spelling. So I'm not sure if this was all on purpose or not.
It's a collaboration, conspiracy of some sort. By the way, in the same fashion of how Byte is under TikTok now, SoundCloud seems to be pretty much under Apple Music and Spotify for now, where both companies, Apple and Spotify, are currently investing heavily into non-music content, namely podcasts and videos. SoundCloud, still considered the YouTube of music, got a boost recently where the company raised over $75 million in funding from satellite radio giant Sirius XM. The funding will be used towards product development and the launching of new services, SoundCloud said in a statement. In 2017, SoundCloud was valued at $500 million, and the buying of this stake represents a minority investment in relation to ad partnership. Off the battle of streaming platforms is truly on now, where the two companies, Sirius and SoundCloud, they serve a combined audience of over 100 million unique listeners. SoundCloud, of course, one of the early adopters in the music streaming startup period. They were acquisition targets for both Spotify and actually Twitter. Today, it's still the platform of choice for upcoming artists and musicians. Prime example being Billie Eilish. I feel like we talk about her almost every week, especially for the past couple of months. But a quick shout out, she uploaded her first single to SoundCloud, and fast forward 4 Grammys later, the rest is history.
Even people like Drake and Future still upload their, still premiere their singles on SoundCloud, actually. So that shows you the strength of SoundCloud, especially for hip-hop artists.
For sure.
By the way, LA-based label Snafu Records claims their algorithms will be able to track down the next big artist weeks before the competition. Algorithms have been used in everything now. We've mentioned it a few times before, in keyboards that help you make music, as well as the mastering process of music, where a few clicks will get the job done. And now Snafu Records, who calls themselves an AI-enabled record label, they say that they have the algorithm to go through roughly 150,000 tracks on Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud, TikTok, and more. They will even go through blog posts, tweets, playlist additions, and all to really you know, put it inside their software, and then the software will locate those hidden gems. Right. It really sounds like magic. According to their claim, they are able to identify undervalued artists within days of them releasing their first song, instead of the average 4 to 6 weeks traditional labels might take. The software would then narrow down the pool of artists to about 20x for the labels to choose from.
Okay.
Yeah, this sounds very cool and all, but I'm not sure if I'm okay with the fact that an AI is telling me what's going to be
exactly
hot and what I would like in the future. But that might just happen.
But I like this process because there's still that human touch at the end of the process,
of the
right? But algorithms, though, sticking over the wall of me and you better watch out. I might take over your job soon.
But well, as of now, they haven't signed a single artist with a name that I recognize or that is famous. So it's still in the early stages, but who knows?
Who knows indeed. That was our By The Way segment. Feel free to get in touch for your comments at BFM Radio on Twitter and Instagram, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Right, you're about to get out of here, but we have a break before that. See you soon right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.